Greetings, everybody. Today is Wednesday, August 8th, 2012. I'm going to be reading from my journal. This morning, started out with a wake-up call at 5:30 a.m. I was up and waiting for Innocent to come and pick me up, so he is very diligent in picking me up in the mornings, and I had written the daily devotional the night before, planning to share with the shepherds and Dr. Joseph Chung what a blessing it is to share daily bread devotional in Uganda. Everyone is respectful and listened. It was Dr. Joseph Chung and five shepherds who joined, and we prayed two by two. I prayed with Ivan. I then went back to the hotel to get some rest. I need to get a lot of rest because I am getting on my plane at 11:30 p.m. I will not sleep much, and there will be lineups at the airports. I hope they don't quarantine me in the USA because of Ebola fears. I got up at 8:30 a.m. and went for breakfast, and simple breakfast again, coffee, hot milk, one egg, one small sausage, one cold, crisp, hard, white toast, and a boiled egg. Very humble. I'm glad I drank down a Slim Fast protein drink before taking my nap. I must be losing weight here. But how do I maintain the downward trend in the USA? I'll eat my old ways and put on the weight again. I also have to get back to the gym. My activity level is going way down. A lot of sitting and a lot of eating, and when I sit on the plane, it's a very cramped situation. My knees are jammed against the chair in front of me. And I may get better food here, but a lot less exercise. My walk to Macquarie Guest House is good amount of exercise, walking uphill. After breakfast, I journaled and started gathering my bags to check out. No one was going to pick me up, and so I walked. I walked two of my bags to the clinic and then returned to shower and carry my third bag. My paranoia made me think that my bags were going to get snatched from my hands, but how wrong I was again. No such thing even happened. Closely, when I came back to the Bethesda Clinic, I interviewed Grace, the nurse. I also interviewed Abigail Liu, the Chinese missionary to Uganda, who has been there for 4 years. And I interviewed Dr. Abraham, a medical oncologist I interviewed him with Frankie Park. I hung out in the church sanctuary with the cat on my lap. Lunchtime rolled around, and we were waiting for Dr. Samuel to give us a ride to the conference center. It was getting to be about 2 p.m., and I was starving, so I whipped back another Slim Fast and a Pop-Tart package. But soon Missionary Esther and Dr. Joseph Chung came to our rescue, and they took us to their apartment. And Dr. Jim and Pastor Ron could see it, and it was my third time there. From there, we decided to have lunch at the Ariana Korean Chinese restaurant. Missionary Esther, who is in her late 60s, maybe 70, decided she was going to drive, and she has no fear, only faith. She navigated the roads very well. I was amazed. Where I would get into an accident in 30 seconds, she navigated like a pro. She definitely has the spirit of a missionary. She was navigating potholes and dodging motorcycles and passing through busy intersections with no signal lights, etc. The driving is dangerous. In order to avoid potholes, cars move to the center and they possibly could collide. Dr. Samuel was a witness to an accident where two motorcycle drivers, were unconscious on the road. It happened this morning and they had no helmets on. There was no ambulance, and so the other Boda Boda drivers took care of their own. They picked them up and took them to the hospital. I don't know what could be done, even if they go to that hospital. The resources are so limited. Dr. Samuel was also saying that when he first came to Uganda, the Korean government said that if you get into an accident, then you should drive to the nearest police station. There's a mob mentality where if you are a foreigner, you might be beaten or possibly killed. But the police are said to be sometimes a nuisance. They stop you and fish around for bribes, and if you don't pay something, they will look around your car and say something like, your wheel is getting a little bald. Please come to the police station. The police are dressed in army fatigues, and six of them sit on the back of an army-type pickup truck with machine guns. Not your friendly neighborhood cops you have in America. Anyway, the point I'm making here is that we have to live by faith and drive by faith even. We finally got to the Korean restaurant. What a beautiful oasis in the midst of chaos. Spacious, clean, roomy, and quiet. I ordered something new this time, beef soup. There were lots of extras, and also Coca-Cola, delicious. I ended up overeating as usual. We made our way back to the Bethesda Clinic, and Dr. Samuel drove us to the Loaiza Training Center, run by the Church of Uganda. What a relief. I was totally willing to be dropped off at the Entebbe Airport in my dirty clothes and unfed and sit on the floor and wait for 6 hours for my flight, I was okay with that. But by God's grace, I could go to the tranquil and serene conference center and sleep and clean myself and organize my bags and eat more food. I would have suffered so much, but God had other plans. Praise the Lord. Supper was good, and I decided I'd better load up on veggies before going back to the USA. There were six of us from the USA and a Korean Sudanese missionary's family and David Liu, our driver, Chinese missionary, and we ate and talked with great joy in our hearts. I chose the deep-fried fish head. I ate the white meat, but I would not choose to eat the eyeballs. It was delicious, nonetheless. I received another bag of Ugandan coffee as a gift. We loaded up our bags in the Bethesda Clinic ambulance, and our bags filled the gurney, and seven of us occupied the seating. David was a good driver. He has been here for 4 years. He's always smiling, always willing to serve. What a great missionary. On the first day of the conference, he was late, and he had to get there with the ambulance, and for him, he felt it was a spiritual emergency. But he was stopped by the police. They put their head in the ambulance and asked, "Where's the patient?" David said, "I have an emergency to attend to at Loaiza Conference Center," and the police let him go. Thank God. We drove 15 miles to Entebbe. Again, there was lots of human activity and ramshackle shops, fire pits for barbecuing, and a sea of Boda Boda drivers. It was chaos, but there was cows with large horns, but still people were making the best of it. I saw couples going for a stroll, well-dressed ladies and gentlemen walking to destinations unknown, and though it was chaotic, no accidents were seen. People were keeping their sense of dignity and honor, they were dressing in their best clothes, and no one was blowing their horns in anger. They just went with the flow. We finally made it to the Entebbe airport, and we stopped at the checkpoint, and a police officer with a machine gun again looked inside and the ambulance with the flashlight, and he asked a few questions and let us pass. There was a potential for much trouble to occur at these checkpoints, but God was merciful to us. We proceed to the entrance where our bags were checked, and my suitcase was scanned, and they searched it because I tried to bring back two rocks and I found outside on the road, and I realized this was against Ugandan law to bring rocks in without a certificate of permission. Finally, we got on the plane, and what a relief it was. It was like getting into modern Western civilization. I sat next to Harry, a Sikh from Vancouver, and who's engaged to a young Ugandan woman. And so we got to be good friends. And he was waiting for his future sister-in-law to pick him up in Amsterdam, and we watched the movie Contraband together, and he really likes our company and wants me to email him. I really liked the food in KLM again. Delhi was abundant. Curry chicken, salad, fresh buns, quiche, fruit and yogurt for breakfast. Great day. And closing my eyes now, trying to get some sleep. I think I only slept about 3 hours coming back for that day, for that 24-hour period.